Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee. You know what that means? It is Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. And you know how easy that is? It's got to be political, by the way. You just pick up the phone. You call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Now, Israel strikes back, as you know. And you had to be living in a cave, probably not to know this by now. I was working around the farm and started getting text messages from various of you in the audience. Thank you for sending me those messages, letting me know that the news was breaking that Israel had launched missile attacks against Iran. Does it mean anything? Or was this just part of the agreement between Netanyahu and Joe Biden's administration, the old Biden administration? Actually, you know, Barack Obama is who you're really negotiating with. Was this just part of the agreement? You know, Iran needs to save face because, hey, we've given them $60 billion of their assets back. This is what Biden might have theoretically said. You know, the Biden administration. He wouldn't do it because he doesn't know what day it is. By the way, you got to love the story out there that neurologists weighing in on Joe Biden saying, hey, just because he has some short-term memory loss, that doesn't mean he can't make good decisions. Really? Anyway, so the Biden administration theoretically might have had this discussion with, you know, through the back channels of, say, the Turkish consulate, which apparently they did, according to, I think, either the Washington Post or the New York Times. Hey, you know, when you strike Israel, just go easy on them. Let us, you know, send those little old drones, you know, that fly at 120 miles an hour and just send some old Scud missiles. That all of this so that we can shoot them down. And you know what? You guys will look good to, you'll look strong to your people. You're responding to Israel's airstrikes, killing your Iranian generals in Damascus and Beirut, you know, that are directing all of these attacks from Hezbollah and Hamas against Israel. You'll look good. And Netanyahu and we will help shoot them all down. And they'll look good. And then I'll come out smelling like a rose. Now, that's hypothetically the intent of any conversation of that nature. So Israel strikes back. They're downplaying the Iran strikes. This is a Breitbart story, proof of capability rather than an escalation. So they hit some targets, but none of it, anything that's really going to hurt Iran. Now, why would you do that? Well, you would do that because you made a deal with Biden. And the Israelis, being shrewd negotiators, probably would have made the deal with Biden to say, okay, we'll go easy on your buddies in Iran that you gave $60 billion to so they could finish nuclear weapons and ultimately wipe us off the face of the earth. We'll go easy on them, but you need to give us a few things. like a whole lot more money, replenish all of our supplies, and we're going to go into Rafah in Gaza, and we're going to clean house. You wait. You wait, folks. So is the question I want to ask you on Freedom Friday, and again, you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically, 503-589-1220. Does this airstrike mean anything? Was it just a little show of force? If you're going to strike a foreign country that has just struck you, that's an act of war, is it not? Why would you not want to seriously degrade their war capacity? Think about it. Well, you wouldn't if you'd made a deal not to degrade their war capacity. Now, how would you do that? You would destroy their oil infrastructure because oil's how Iran makes money. And if Iran doesn't have money, they can't support Hezbollah and Hamas. They can't buy new weapon systems from the Russians or the Chinese. What do you think? Also, there's stuff going on here in Oregon. There was a $100 million lawsuit. That's not a small amount of money. Filed against the Portland Teachers Union by four parents who are remaining anonymous because they fear retribution from teachers. They're being sued because their strike was illegal under Oregon law. So we'll see. $100 million. Is a lot of money. And it's being asked by the families, all Portland public school families who had to pay for extra childcare, missed work, or other costs from kids missing school for 11 days. So here's the question I have for you. And by the way, these two lawyers that are doing this on behalf of these unnamed families who fear retribution, is that the impact? Now, let's think about this. If a school district goes on strike, what's the real cost to the community, to the families? Is it $100 million for missing 11 days? Now, there's a lot of kids in the Portland public school system. It's the largest by far. Is that economically how much it costs? Now, I don't expect this lawsuit to go anywhere. But who knows? Maybe it does. I'll tell you this, that if they can justify the cost of this, now just think about this. What a powerful weapon that would be in the public square to use against the teachers' union in coming teacher strikes across the state. Rather than giving in like, say, Salem Kaiser School District just did, you could use this powerfully in the court of public opinion, don't you think? There's other stories out there. Half of all Portland pedestrians that were killed, these are car versus pedestrian crashes, half of them were homeless. That's a lot. 50%. 12 of 24 pedestrians killed in car crashes in 2023 were homeless. In 2022, the number was 10 of 28. So it was roughly 40%. Why is that happening? Because most likely, now what they don't say in this story and what ought to be looked into, how many of those people were high on drugs. That is a great Oregon Catalyst piece out here today. It says, Democrat internal battles you don't see. What? Yeah, it's by Oregon Campaign Watch. It's some of these inner party Democrat party struggles they're having, so to speak. Yeah, it's not just the one we talked about of these pro-Palestinian protesters. I need more coffee. Pro-Palestinian protesters taking over the Democrats' biggest fundraiser of the year here in Oregon. It's called the Wayne Morse Gala. For those of you who don't remember, Wayne Morse, longtime U.S. Senator, leftist out of Eugene. Anyway, it's not that story. And it's not even the story of former Republican who ran twice unsuccessfully for Oregon State Treasurer, a great guy by the name of Jeff Goodman. It's not the fact that he switched to the Democrat Party to run for treasurer. No, it's the fact that the Oregonian endorsed him over former state senator Elizabeth Steiner. Ooh. Now, there are others. You know what the biggest internal problem within the Democrat Party is? Former state representative Brian Clem, a guy I knew and I served with, raised $1 million in a political action committee called Oregonians Are Ready, which is dedicated to electing moderate Democrats to the Oregon legislature. Brian Clem, moderate to lefty Democrat, put $1 million of his own money into it. But this tells you somebody's got their brain on right within the Democrat Party. Now, he's targeting several races. Almost all of them are in the Portland metro area. House District 8, 16, 33, 35, 37, and 46. The reason I say somebody in the Democrat Party has their brain screwed on straight, because you would never do this, because now you're going to fight the unions. Now you're going to fight the most radical leftist in the environmental community, the Earth Firsters, the people that will justify killing people to save Mother Earth. Now you're actually going to go against the governor. Put $1 million of his own money. Now, he married into big money and they have lots of money, but I'm just telling you, folks, this tells us somebody is doing some polling, is reading the tea leaves, and understands that the leftist move towards all things radical ain't selling anymore. With what happened in downtown Portland, defunding the cops, giving Antifa and BLM control of the streets, which they still have today. There's a story about there's more downtown Portland businesses leaving. Tolling. 10-year-olds getting abortions without parental knowledge and consent. Democrats porn forever in Schoolsville, and on and on and on. Somebody is saying the agenda's too radical and we're gonna lose elections. You think I'm right? It's Freedom Friday. What's on your mind today? Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is great to be with you on Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. 1220 emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Oil spiked big time on Israel's attack on Iran. even though Israel did not attack Iran's oil infrastructure. Again, I'm speculating, but I'm quite sure that's all because they chose not to offend the Biden administration. A lot of other things that are out there, and like the email, the story rather, that Tim sent to me, the illegals in San Diego get $39 million in emergency funding as they step over homeless Americans. Just want you to think about that. Illegals in San Diego are getting money through both the county and these religious services organizations, like Catholic Charities, like the Hebrews, like the Seventh-day Adventists. They are all of those people are getting your tax dollars and are facilitating the movement of the illegal aliens up through Central America to cross the border illegally. And then they get money when they cross the border illegally. You get this? And you're paying for it, folks. I want to remind you, this is all because of a stolen election. And that's exactly what happened. Today, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, Mike Lindell and his team are arguing, they're asking the Supreme Court, today's actually decision, they're not arguing a case before the court. They're asking the judges, and it only takes 4 out of 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court to take on a case, to actually hear a case. Doesn't mean that they're going to go with it. It means that they will rule on it. They're making the decision whether they're even going to take up the case today. This is the case where the Arizona courts said that Carrie Lake and my buddy Mark Fincham, she lost the governor's race, Mark Fincham lost the Secretary of State's race. They were denied standing. If anybody ever has standing, even Alan Dershowitz says they have standing, and it was obvious that they did. They were both candidates impacted by fraudulent and new data that has been introduced or that can be introduced and is being presented to the U.S. Supreme Court as a reason why the U.S. Supreme Court should take up the case. Mike Lindell is arguing that today. He's paying for it. His lawyers are paying for it. They are able to do this because you and I buy products from MyPillow, great American-made products. And I want to encourage you to continue buying products from Mike Lindell so he can keep fighting these battles. This case may be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, even if they deny it, they are going to use this new information about how the state of Arizona, and hey, there is no voter fraud, right? The state of Arizona used election software illegally. And they lied about it. Okay? They're going to file this again in state court. In addition to asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review all of this and to give them standing in the federal lawsuit. Right now, you can help fund all of that by buying great products. The $25 sale is still on. And I mean $25. Some of you have talked about buying slippers from Mike Lindell, but they're still expensive. They're not anymore. Not for $25. The towel sets, the dish towel sets, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, or the Percale bed sheets, or the flannel ones for $25. You just go on and on and on. Go to MyPillow.com. Use our promo code PC23 to get these massive discounts. And if you buy over $75, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com, PC23. Jim writes me an email about Bill Barr says he's going to vote. This is a Breitbart story. I'll vote for Trump, even though he did everything to undermine Trump as possible, being a swamp creature, because continuing with Biden is, quote unquote, national suicide. Yeah. Then there's a WHO official. Let's see, who sent that to me? Tim sent me a World Health Organization official admits, and you got to love this, admits that the vaccine passports were just a scam to advance a global vaccination agenda. Illegal aliens, yes, in San Diego get $39 million in emergency funding as they step over the top of homeless Americans. Literally, illegal aliens go to these transition centers for the county of San Diego and the Catholic diocese are operating. And on the way in there, they have to step over homeless people. Now, there's another story. Let the music play on, play on. And I'll have to feel it in your get it for let the music take control. It's all. Powerful video. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And we are back. Great to be with you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Great to be with you on Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about, sorry, I'm just momentarily distracted here. You can talk about anything you want today politically, and it's really easy. You just call that number, 503-589-1220, or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. There's so much to talk about today. Doug's got a great email on Freedom Friday. We'll get to all of that. But first to the phones. We go to Art. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Brought up Brian Clem. Had to jump in and make a couple comments. Number one, honorable man fought like crazy to keep the Oregon School for the Blind from closing many, many years ago, and unfortunately, the Democrats, his party, wanted it closed, wanted it sold, the property sold, and to this day, our state doesn't have an Oregon School for the Blind, but we have an Oregon School for the Deaf, Jeff. I mean, how fair is that? But I digress. Good man, and has some principles. But unfortunately, you know, Oregon's pretty good at not providing good services for blind people and treat them like second-class citizens. Could you imagine having to ship your kids all the way to Washington to go to school? And that's what's happening here in Oregon. Unfortunate. But, you know, the Oregon Commission for the Blind treats blind people like second-class citizens. So why in the heck do we expect anything less from them? We don't have the same rights as other people.
Well, apparently not. I mean, you look, Art, you bring up, I think, a very fair point. If we have a school for the deaf, why don't we have a school for the blind? I don't get it.
Well, I don't get it. Me neither, except, you know, it's much easier to ship them to Washington and the parents be danged, the kids be danged, you know, which is, it's just crazy and stupid, Jeff. I mean, but I've experienced that quite a bit here in Oregon. It just seems like some people have first-class status and other people, no matter what the law says, gets treated inappropriately, which is a real shame.
The money,
but
friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, always. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that, hey, if deaf people get their own school, why in the hell don't blind people? Obviously, but there is no logic to the way this state does anything. You know, the bottom line is money and power dictate what's going on, not necessarily the constitutions and people's rights.
Sad but true. Art, thank you. Have a great weekend, brother.
God bless you.
If you are, yeah, God bless you too, man. And if you are waking up and it's a little cold out there, and it is, you should really think about talking to Freedom Heating and Air if you know your system just hasn't been keeping up. There's a reason why it hasn't been keeping up. If it won't keep up in the cold, it's not going to keep up in the heat of summer. It's another reason why you should talk to Freedom Heating and Air. Maybe just have them come out and give you a diagnostic or that free second opinion. Normally, they'll charge you to come out and, you know, go through your system because it takes time and money to do it. Right now, they're running a special. If someone else, another company, has said, hey, you got to replace the whole thing, maybe you ought to get that second opinion. And you know what? It's free. They won't charge you a dime. Go to freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website. Freedomheatingandair, all one word, .net. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. 580-1456. So Israel downplays their strike on Iran. It's really just, we're just proving that we can do this rather than escalating anything. Yeah, they've proven that they can absolutely strike Iran at will and Iran can't stop them at all. You see, Israel has intercontinental ballistic missiles, likely with nuclear warheads on them. I don't know that for sure, but I would say that's probably the case. Okay, so if it is the case, then would they use them? Is that the message they're sending? Or, as I have speculated, is this just part of the deal to make everybody look good so Joe Biden can get reelected? Because the one thing that will for sure cause Joe Biden to be unelected is this Gateway Pundit story. And it is about this black voter in Philadelphia who's interviewed here on video. And he says, we need Trump back because he got things done. I just want you to think about that for a moment. He got things done. Now, is that, in your opinion, the underlying sense of why people would vote for Trump over Biden, especially people who voted for Biden the first time. Because the economy was much better under Trump. In all seriousness, people know that food prices are still really high. Gas prices are still really high. And this is why I can guarantee you the back channel conversations with the Israelis from the old Biden administration was simply, you can't hurt their oil facilities because it'll spike the price of oil and Biden won't get reelected. This black voter is saying we need Trump back because he got things done. What did he get done? Well, first of all, people lived a better life. Inflation was low. Gas prices were low. Wages went up dramatically. And now not only have all of those wage gains been lost through inflation, but it's now actually costing people a lot more to live. They're going backwards, and they know it. Now, you got to understand something about, and Kathy, hang on, I'll get to you in just a second here. You got to understand something about Philadelphia. For many elections, there are precincts in Philadelphia, heavily black registered Democrat voters, but not entirely, some Republican, that don't get a single vote for a Republican presidential candidate. Not a single vote. And they all are run and counted by the machines. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What's your mind on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Okay, so I'm just going to say it and then let you talk.
Okay.
First of all, I think the DNC and Obama is they're keeping Joe Biden, I guess, because they can control him. He'll do what they say, and they won't get blamed. Obama has surrounded himself with people from born in Iran, with connections to Iran. I don't know why people don't open their eyes. And we need President Trump back for a lot of reasons, but the two things I think that made the most difference in people's lives is he got rid of regulations, or whatever they call them, and regulations, and the wall, and building the wall. Let's see. The other thing was Hakeem Jeffries tweeted yesterday that America will defend against enemies, foreign and domestic. I don't think he was talking about actual enemies. I think he was talking about MAGA. If all of those people coming across the border were wearing MAGA hats, they'd fix it right now. Anyway.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We will get back to the phones in just a moment. Tim and Rich, you guys hang on. Eric Azer is a contractor that does incredibly good work. And you can see that if you go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Now, I know him, and I know he is a guy who lives his faith personally. And that comes through in how he works with you as his client, how he treats you, how he goes beyond the extra mile to make sure that a bathroom remodeling project or a kitchen remodeling project or maybe a new deck or fence, doors, windows, all of that is done the way you want it. And he's very transparent. You don't get that with a lot of contractors. And some of you have had bad experiences with contractors. You know. You won't have it with Eric. Go to his website. Check it out for yourself. RighteousRenovations.com or give him a call. 503-341-3816. 3816. Doug's email on Freedom Friday. FISA Act reauthorization bill turns everyone into surrogate government spies. Does your business offer free Wi-Fi? Does your landlord? How about your favorite restaurant or coffee shop? This act puts them all on the hook. What dirt must they have on the self-proclaimed wartime speaker Mike Johnson for passing such a draconian police state surveillance bill? Surely not his, quote, far-right Christian Republican values. Even Oregon's career politician and my favorite Martian, Ron Wyden, calls the act terrifying. I would add it's right out of the Nazi Stasi playbook, government requiring Americans to serve as surrogate spies to act as snitches on fellow Americans. And he goes on with other things, and he's right. I cannot disagree with it. All right, got people lined up on the phones. We'll start with Tim. Tim, go.
Good morning, Jeff. Boy, I've got a ton of stuff after listening to people. I'm a real fan of art, so I'm going to do a quick one on the blind. Well, on the blind school, I got involved with testifying at LUBA and to the Court of Appeals. The hospital was behind taking out the blind school.
Which hospital?
And Salem.
The state hospital? Or the Salem hospital?
Salem Hospital.
Wow. How do you know that?
Because it was part of the lawsuit.
Okay. Okay.
And a group of us, about a handful of us, we got together for and created a company, Blind Enterprises of Oregon, and Art can look that up on the internet. It's still going. And it provides employment for blind. And it was originally set up to do ready-to-eat meals for the military. And it just happened to be I got a major general on the board of directors, and then later on another general. So we were able to get the contract. And one last thing, in the state, there was a bill that was called the Bill of Rights for the Deaf. And I just said that they would need to include the blind as part of that Bill of Rights.
Excellent. You're right. Tim, thank you, and appreciate that effort in putting together that nonprofit that's still operating today for blind people. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning, brother.
Morning. The idea that you have of speculating with the Israeli-Iran thing is really plausible. The other thing, too, that we may be missing, or possibly, is with all those missiles that and various drones that Iran sent to Israel, they may have also been testing to see what portion of their attack got through.
Yes, and how far they got through, and who would thwart, like Jordan and Saudi Arabia, which allowed American and British fighter aircraft to shoot down some of those drones in their airspace.
Yes. And then as far as we know, since we're dealing with O'Biden, how can any of these countries trust the United States other than know that they're being used and abused? And how do we know that the CIA and the FBI weren't on the ground in Israel telling Iran how accurate their various attack units were?
Well, it might be even more than the FBI, CIA. There's a story here about how Israel's not clear why the Pentagon, Rich, leaked information to the media on one of the Israeli attacks, which embarrassed Iran, potentially escalating the conflict. Why would they do that? Well, because they're working against the Israelis. They want conflict. The Biden administration, the deep state, want widening war all over the world.
Well, maybe it's because they want to shore up the financial problems we're in.
Sure, you mask it with war. Always works, doesn't it?
Hey, well, through history, it seems to.
Yeah, it seems to, if history is any... if any lead. Thank you, Rich. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Josh. Josh, how are you, friend? Non-Compliant America show tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Good morning, Jeff. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things tomorrow. One of the big ones that you guys touched on, first of all, I just want to say it'd be a great idea to raise a fund to ship MAGA hats down to Mexico and have all the border crossing people wear MAGA hats. I think that is a phenomenal idea. I'd put $1,000 towards it right now. On the bigger scope of picture of everything, we are not going to have Biden on the ticket after August and September, so we all need to come face the fact, the reality. They're going to try to install Michelle Obama at the DNC conference. I'll put $1,000. Anybody wants to take that bet? I'm willing to do that. Secondly, we have a lot of whistleblowers and different things that are showing up missing, and so that's going to be kind of the basis of what we're going to talk about tomorrow on how important it is to continue to push this narrative and counter the silencing that's going on secretly and exposing people like Diddy and all these big controversies that are going on. So we're going to be pushing that story and pushing those stories forward to more tomorrow.
Non-Compliant America, friends, right here on KSLM tomorrow at 4 p.m. Josh, good stuff, and I so agree. Kathy's idea is fantastic. The Democrats would shut down the border in a heartbeat if all of those illegals had MAGA hats on.
I'm telling you, Jeff, we need to start the fund right now. I will put money toward it. We'll get those hats going.
Thanks, Josh. Jim, thanks for the great email about the foreign billionaire putting $100 million into state ballot initiatives and that Michigan might be wanting to secede to Canada. And Julie, your great email on unions versus common sense. Wish I had time to read it because it is a great one. Friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. Have a marvelous weekend. Be ready.